Warmer temperatures will continue to advance into the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota as we go forward through the day today. We might cool down a little bit tomorrow and then warm up again Saturday. All of this is in front of a larger storm system that'll bring rain and perhaps some snow as we get to the end of the weekend and early next week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The temperatures this afternoon will be warming nicely across a fair amount of the region. We'll look for those afternoon readings in the heart of the Dakota's running in the 70s, and there may be some 80-degree temperatures out way to the west in South Dakota. Yet the majority of Minnesota, though, will see temperatures in the 60s today, and the same will be true for some of those counties in the easternmost parts of the Dakotas. Tomorrow, we'll look for the temperatures to cool down in a little bit of the region. A lot of temperatures will be in the upper 50s and lower 60s across the north, and 60s to a few lower 70s in the south. Another round of warming will occur in the eastern portions of the region, including the east half of South Dakota and Minnesota, maybe the southeast part of North Dakota as we go into the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures will eventually run in the 70s across many of those areas. But that's when the contrast in air mass temperatures will become greatest. Temperatures out in Montana will be in the 30s and 40s, and even western North Dakota will be seeing temperatures on Sunday only in the 40s. So quite a temperature contrast setting up, and that usually is associated with a storm system of size. And that will be the case. We do expect to see a storm system coming into the northern plains as we move into the end of the weekend and early next week. A lot of wind will come with this system, and we'll expect to see a good chance for some rain to evolve initially. The precipitation will be focused mostly on the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota as we get going on Sunday afternoon as sporadic showers. The precipitation will increase a little bit Sunday night. At the same time, colder air will be coming into the western parts of the Dakotas and eastern Montana, where snow is likely to fall. In fact, some of that snow is likely to get started earlier in the day Sunday, and there could be some heavy accumulations. Maybe even some near blizzard conditions will be possible. As we move into Monday, the low pressure center responsible for all of this will shift into Minnesota and eventually into Ontario, and we'll see rain occurring across the heart of our region into most of the day on Monday, with the snow expanding deeper into areas west of the Missouri River in the Dakotas. Eventually, the low-pressure system will pull out of the region enough that we'll see a little rain and snow in the immediate listening area. But as I've mentioned earlier this week, this storm system is still developing, and the models are going to change the forecast quite a bit from one day to the next. So stand by, and we'll keep a close eye on this system. We do expect some adverse weather, though, in the western parts of the Dakotas and up into Manitoba, Canada. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.